I rediscovered a voice memo that I recorded back in October of 2019 that pretty much is a time capsule for me, but also is not necessarily the same feeling, but I can look back and see exactly where I was at that moment. And I see how that moment, and in that moment, in that time, I have progressed and learned and, you know, did life better, started to do life better, started to see things differently, and worked on the things that I'll discuss. And by the end of the clip, it does start to cut out because it does. So it'll go over my just journey in time at the end of where I am now, and then it goes into the next segment. So don't worry about that. But I hope you enjoy listening. It was nice reminiscing with myself in that moment in time, that exact moment in time when I recorded it, and also that moment in time when I was, you know, living life and how life was for me at that moment, the present moment in that time, and just going back to that and looking at where I am now. You know, I'm just grateful, and so I do want to share, but also hopefully there are some lessons in this as well. And so I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening to Tea with Tay Casso. I love y'all. I love you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Queen Ribbon in Time. I definitely forgot what the show name was. That's all right. So I'll cut that. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Queen Remembered in Time. This is Taylor, Tay-Tay, T, whatever you want to call me. But I am currently right now, I guess, recording on the go. On this episode, and again, I want to thank y'all, because I know that I have not been consistent. I'm trying to try, all right? I've been trying to figure it out, and I know that I can't, until I get consistent, the level of consistency that I need requires a level of discipline that I obviously have not attained. So, in knowing that about myself, I'm working on the discipline part. And then once I get that, I will definitely have, hopefully, everything else from there. These shows will be more consistent. My life will be more consistent. There's a lot of more things will be consistent. So, back to going on the go. I am on the go right now recording because I wanted to make sure that the thoughts that I have in my head get put onto a voice memo. And then I will
put this into the show. So, this show today is going to be based on self-care. And I know that that's something that a lot of people talk about constantly, all the time. It's something that a lot of us would like to achieve and have on a daily, regular basis. It's also something that has not been there. And me, myself, I have witnessed personally in life from people around me who have not been able to practice good discipline, self-care. And things have then resulted in, I guess, not being able to do things, or life has became, I guess, difficult for them. So, I want to kind of discuss that right now. Since I'm on the go, I am walking. I'm walking to the gym. So I'm on the way to practice my own self-care. It's taken me a little while to actually get to this point, though, of like understanding what self-care is and what it's not, and like what I need for myself. Because sometimes it's not always just going to the gym or doing a mask or doing something that you think it is self-care to do a mask and take care of yourself, but like things like sleep or sitting down, stopping what you're doing and not overworking yourself and really saying, hey, what am I feeling right now? Where am I at? How do I feel? If I'm tired, like your body is telling you you're tired for a reason. So, like trying to understand that and getting to it into self-care more in that way. I've been doing that kind of over the past few years, like really trying to understand outside of the, like, I guess, more material ways of self-care, but and getting into the internal ways that I can really practice self-care. Drinking water, moisturizing, because a lot of people still don't moisturize. So, like, things like that. So, in talking about self-care, I pose a question that you can ponder on while we go throughout the show. But, so the question is, what are ways that you practice self-care, maybe materialistically, but what are ways that you also practice self-care for your internal self? Maybe it might be ways that, you know, people, it's not like the pretty and clean and nice, picturesque ways of practicing self-care, but what are the ways in which you practice self-care that are really going to help you throughout the world and throughout your life and extend your life however long? What are those ways that you practice self-care? So, as you ponder on that, I guess I will go into a kind of a feeling emotional update about me, life-wise. I guess I'm kind of like right now, I'm just really trying to figure out what kind of is going on in my life. I'm not in a stuck phase because I'm working my way up to stuff. I'm working, but I'm also working my way up to doing things. I'm trying to push myself to do more so that way I can get to a certain place in life, or places in life, talking to people to try to achieve the things that I want to do, make the connections that I don't even know that I need, but that I'm just learning as I go. And I'm meeting some really pretty cool people and great people, but I'm also feeling like I'm in a state of limbo. And I don't necessarily know what it means. I don't necessarily like fully my living situation. It's a little being as far as away from DC, because I work in DC, but being far away, not far, but it takes me a long time to get to DC. In DC, you can have a car or not have a car and be fine. If you're anywhere outside of DC, too far away from metro access or far metro access, then it is difficult. So I'm trying to figure out ways in which I can get to a better living situation, a better full-time working